Welcome to the James River Church podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Tonight I wanted to talk to all of the campuses because we're beginning a new season here at James River. And I want us to get ready, to get our hearts ready, especially for what Debbie and I believe God is going to do in the next few weeks, in the next few months, in the church and in our lives. From July 28th through August 17th, so that's starting a Sunday, so it'll be 2 weeks from this Sunday, or no, it's a week from this Sunday, excuse me, a week from this Sunday, and then through the middle of August, Saturday, August 17th, Debbie and I are calling the church to 21 days of fasting and prayer. And we're doing it with great excitement because fasting does something in the church and fasting does something in our lives. There's a dynamic when we fast as a church where miracles happened, where strongholds are broken, where God liberates us and God refocuses us, and we realize His power in our life in a whole new way. Fasting, going without food, seeking God, is a hunger strike against hell. Fasting causes us to seek and see vertical solutions to horizontal situations. Fasting will fast track your prayers. Fasting will break the yoke of bondage. Fasting will release God's power and will bring about supernatural results. Fasting will bring divine wisdom to life's perplexing problems. Fasting will humble our heart and recalibrate our life that we might walk in new awareness of God's divine purpose in our lives. Fasting brings about supernatural protection and miraculous provision. Fasting will give you favor with people. Fasting brings heaven's answer and hell's defeat. Fasting makes a big difference. And really what I want to do, you say, well, if we're not starting for a week, why are you talking to us now? The reason why is because it's important that you and I get our heart ready. It's important that you and I plan, that you and I, in the presence of the Lord, say, God, what is it that you want me to do on this fast? How is it that you want me to seek you? What is it that you want me to seek you for? God, get a hold of my heart. I'm setting my mind on you. I'm getting myself ready for 21 days of fasting and prayer, 21 days that will make a difference in the next 365 days. So fasting is so, so important. Mark chapter 9, a father brought his little boy to the disciples to heal him, and even though they'd healed people many times before, they couldn't do it. And Jesus came down off the Mount of Transfiguration, and he healed the little boy. Later, they're debriefing with Jesus, and they ask Jesus this question, why couldn't we drive out that evil spirit? And Jesus said this in Mark chapter 9 and verse 29, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer and fasting. There are some things only fasting will achieve. And when you couple fasting, setting your heart on God with prayer, powerful things will happen that, listen to this, will not happen any other way. Now, when we talk about fasting, we're talking about primarily abstinence from food. And I know invariably people will say, well, you know, I've got this or I've got that, and so I can't fast and I can't go without food. Listen, everybody's got some kinds of food you can go without that you like. So we're not giving anybody a pass, okay? Everybody can do this thing. So the idea of I'm fasting TV, I'm fasting the newspaper, good. But fast food. And not fast food, fast food. Because some of you are like, I'm heading right over to Chick-fil-A right now, fast food. That's what he said. We're talking about refusing to eat and using that time to be in the presence of the Lord and to fellowship with the Lord. And when we're talking about fasting, there are three types of biblical fast. The first is an absolute fast. No food, no water, and 3 days is the max on that, and really you need to think that through before you would do that with your doctor. A normal fast in the Bible would be abstaining from food but drinking lots of water. So you're saying, you know what, I'm not going to eat, and you figure out, I'll give you some suggestions on how a person could do that. Maybe what you'd say is, I'm going to abstain from food all the while from sunrise to sundown. I'm not eating. Maybe you would say, you know what, I eat 3 meals a day. I'm eating 1 meal a day. Maybe you would say, I'm going to fast for several days, not having any food. Maybe you saw Phil Mickelson, the golfer, and he was just extolling this last week, the benefits of fasting, did a 7-day fast and said he feels totally different. He's doing it under his doctor's supervision, but just drank water, and he said it was hard, but he was talking about all the benefits, because fasting is not bad for your body, it's good for your body. It's a way to detox your body. It's why it's hard when you start fasting and you haven't fasted. So maybe you're going to go sunrise to sunrise. That's kind of like the fast food thing. Yeah, I'm going to fast from sundown to sunrise. I don't eat a thing while I sleep. So the idea is you're denying yourself. Or there can be a partial fast, and this can, probably the most common way would be the Daniel fast. So the Daniel fast is a great way to fast. And we have the example, obviously, from Daniel in the book of Daniel, but the idea is you abstain from animal products, meat, dairy, eggs, bread, anything made with sugar, caffeine, all of that. So basically you're down to fruits and vegetables and beans, and that's kind of what you have, and that's a good way to fast. So some will do a Daniel fast. Some will do a liquid fast. So there are some who will say, you know, everything I do is just liquid. I'm going to have broth, and for 21 days, I'm just doing a liquid fast. So you go online, look up some options, pray, ask the Lord maybe. But all of us, what I'm asking is for 21 days, all of us are regularly fasting 21 days. So I've done a 21-day fast before, and when you do that, you're going to lose a lot of weight. You're going to lose usually a pound a day for the first 10 days, 2 pounds a day every day thereafter. So you drop about 30 pounds, maybe 40 pounds, if you just do a water-only 21-day fast. I would suggest again that probably you should work up to that over time, that's not something you just say, I'm going to do. So be wise. There's books, and we'll have those references for you, resources that you can look at. Now, a person can give up, as I said, social media, which would probably be a good thing to fast from. Binge watching on Netflix, saying that's out. I'm gonna not do any of that, or whatever it is. There might be other things that you enjoy that take a lot of time that you say, I'm going to use that time to seek the Lord. Anything you set aside for the purpose of seeking God will make a difference. But I'm asking you to fast food. So as we do that, you'll have people that will say this to you. They'll say, man, I really feel sorry for you that you're having to do that. And what you need to do, because it's a great opportunity to challenge and encourage people, and in a very kind way say, don't feel sorry for me. I'm going to see God work in a powerful, powerful way. I can't wait. I don't need sympathy. Just be excited for me, because God is going to do some amazing things, because God will answer. God is going to answer. If what you give up means something to you, it will mean something to God. Now, here's what we're going to fast for as a church. We're going to give you the brochure we give you and all of that as we get started. First of all, we're praying for a spiritual awakening across Missouri and the U.S. So that includes Springfield. I think it's very appropriate that we make souls the first, the most. Maybe you've got unsaved family members. Maybe you've got friends, coworkers that need to know the Lord. We're praying that there will be a spiritual awakening. Our country desperately needs it. Our state needs it. Our city needs it. So we're going to be praying for that. Second, we're going to be praying for the people of James River to be strong in the Lord. I mean, this is so important. We're going to pray for strong marriages. We're going to pray for wise parents. We're going to pray that people will love God more than ever. We're going to pray that people that are struggling with addictions of whatever kind, those will be broken in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray for restoration, for spiritual vitality in the hearts of the people of James River. Number three, we're going to pray for the growth of the prayer meeting. Let me tell you, at all the campuses, this is really a passion that Debbie and I have, because what we've seen at James River to this point is because you've set your heart on calling on God. And when a church prays, God's going to do things that defy the norm. God's going to take that church, as we've said over and over again, from the ordinary to the extraordinary. And that's what we want to see in an even bigger way. The best is yet to come. But in order for you and I to experience that, we need to seek God like never before. And we need to be encouraging the other people that we know that are part of James River to be here on Wednesday nights for the prayer meeting, believing that when every single campus is filled with people calling on God, when the West Campus is filled, when the North Campus, you got that balcony, that beautiful balcony filled, when the Joplin Campus, when you're in your permanent home and that place is packed with people calling on God, it's going to make a difference in Joplin. It's going to make a difference to the whole church. When this campus is filled full, the stadium filled with people calling on God, it makes a big difference. We're going to pray for the Welcome to the Future Capital campaign. You say, I hadn't even heard about that. Aren't you glad you came to Wednesday night? That's where you hear about things. I mean, this is where you first hear about things. You know, it's been over 8 years since we've had a capital campaign. I'm honestly super excited about this. We're going to be telling you about it in some dessert fellowships that we're having. The first one's in Joplin, the end of the month, and then we have some here in Springfield through August, and then we're going to be talking about it at the end of August on Sunday morning. But I'm excited about it because a capital campaign does two things in the hearts of the people. Number one, it builds your faith. It just does, because you're gonna believe God for something that's gonna really stretch you. Number two, what it does, it is a major source of financial blessing in the life of the people. Yeah. I'm just telling you, it is that in a very, very big way. So I'm excited for you, because I just know, and as we talk about the different stories, even of our journey and other people's journey through the years on capital campaigns and stepping out in faith in over and above giving for the purpose of seeing the kingdom advance, when we do that, some exciting things happen. So it's going to be great. We're going to be praying for the construction of the James River Church Joplin campus. So excited. We'll be showing you some plans for that, and that's a part of what the Welcome to the Future campaign is about. And last year, I mean, think about this. Last year, we were praying for the Joplin campus to find a place. And you know, in Joplin, because of the tornado and all of that, really it's very, very hard to find property down there and to find buildings. And there's just been a lot going on down there. And we were told initially, you're going to have a very difficult time finding a building. But honestly, the Lord has gone before us and given us a very, very, very favorable circumstance. So I'm very excited about this. It's going to be awesome. Number six, we're praying for life groups because we want to see people get connected in the church like never before. You're going to be hearing a lot about that in the next few weeks. Number seven, we're praying for the Design for Life Women's Conference. We prayed for the Design Sisterhood Night, but we got the women's conferences coming up. I just really believe this year is going to be exceptional. Debbie and I feel that way about the conference, that this year's conference is going to be unique and exceptional. I believe God's going to do something awesome. And then number eight, as we get ready to go back to school, we want to pray for our schools, our students, our teachers, and our administrators. And what will God do when we fast? And this is the thing. God's going to do things in the church. God's going to do things in your life. So especially is meaningful to me. I mentioned it on Sunday, and so if you've heard me talk about it, you say, man, you talk about it all the time. Hey, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he's done. I have a personal testimony that comes out of the fasting. Some of you will know that a year ago, it had been about 18 months ago, not quite, maybe 16 months ago, I'd been sick for a while, it had started in Rome on a trip, and when I, you know, when I came home, I was just going downhill. And it had gotten down to where I weighed about 155 pounds, and went to Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic said, we know what you have, because my heart would race. It'd go up over 200 beats a minute, and then it would be followed by extreme fatigue, and it could happen anywhere at any time. I was like out in Denver at the Rockies baseball stadium, and I was just sitting down, and it hit. And when it hit, you have to go down. You have to lay down, which is really funky in a stadium with thousands of people walking by you on the food plaza. But anyway, when I went there, they said, you know, this is what it is. There's no cure. We can give you medicine. It'll make you feel worse, and it won't cure you. And I said, well, what advice would you give me? They said, well, you know, a third of the people, they take permanent disability, but you know, you're younger, and so maybe you wouldn't have to, but we can tell you this, unless you push yourself, you're never going to get better. I said, well, I get better if I push myself. They said, not necessarily. So we come back. I start push myself for a couple of months. By the time we get to June, I am not well again. We spend all of June away from the church vacationing, and I'm in bed. The way it plays, I mean, poor Debbie. I mean, I'm like the worst person, the worst vacationer in the world at that time, because I get up, I eat breakfast, I go back to bed, I lay in bed till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, get up and eat, go back to bed, and that's all I have the energy to do. I tell her, listen, you know what, we can't keep living like this. It's not fair to the church. It's not, you know, this isn't good. What I'm going to do is when we get back in July, I'm going to push myself, and I'm going to go normal, just like I would if nothing was wrong. And I mean, it's a disaster. Through July, I mean, it's horrible. And so we're thinking we're going to resign. So that's going through our mind. We get to the fast. The first Wednesday night of the fast, I tell the people, I tell all of you my situation, because I'm afraid I'm going to have that heart thing happen, because it's happened on Sundays during July. Hey, I might be laying on the platform preaching. Don't worry about me. Don't call an ambulance. I'll be fine. But I'm saying, hey, would you pray for me? You remember, we had one of the staff come up. Kurt Parsley came up and led you in prayer for me. Afterwards, I didn't feel, people said, do you think God touched you? I said, you know what? The only thing I felt is I felt incredibly loved by the people of James River. And that really surprised me. Just that's what I felt. My heart never raced again, ever. I mean, God healed me and delivered me. Today I'm 30 pounds heavier than I was back then. I am wonderfully different. It's the power of fasting. Last year's prayer in 21 days was more than you can ask or imagine was the theme. And we saw so many exciting things happen. And I want to just remind you, because, you know, some of you, you're up against it, and you're like, I don't know. Well, listen, when the doctors say there's nothing that can be done, there's a divine physician. When you don't know where to turn, you don't know what to do, and the relationship's broken, there's the one who heals relationships. When you need a miracle, our God is a God of miracles, and he says that when we fast and when we pray, he will hear from heaven and he will help us. And he's able to do more than, as we saw last year, than we can ask or imagine. Our theme for the next 21 days is God will answer. Not God might answer. God will answer. A chapter on fasting in the Bible, Isaiah 58, one of the great chapters in the book of Isaiah. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here am I. The message puts it this way, then when you pray, God will answer. It's a chapter on fasting. And I know this, I know that as you and I pray, God will answer. And the reason why I wanted to talk to you tonight, last year, remember, we spent a couple weeks getting our hearts ready. It makes a difference. Planning, saying, okay, this is the way we're going to do those 21 days. This is what we're going to ask God to do. This is what we're believing God to do. There's a God who delights in showing himself powerful. There's a God who delights in working miracles. There's a God who delights when we draw close to him, he delights in drawing close to us. There's a God who will answer as you and I fast and pray. Amen.